Hello, Monica. This is your mom calling. I was just calling to say hello to you. I wanted to let you know that we did miss you so much during Thanksgiving. Even though we had a good time, you know, with all the family and everything. The kids was over there cutting up as usual. Whitney even helped making the chicken dressing, and she did a great job. Later on, the kids and I, we decided we were going to play a game, and your dad was included. We played Pictionary, and the little kids, Nora and Lily, they decided they wanted to play too. Of course, every picture that Nora drew was about a dinosaur, you know, because he loved dinosaurs. And I just wanted to let you know, this is the first time that you missed Thanksgiving, and you were missed so much. You know, your dad said, all we need to have is Mama here. Well, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Houston, and I hope you have a lovely day in New Mexico. And as always, I love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Monica, this is your mom calling just to see how you doing. Let me see here. You wanted me to give you a story. So I decided that, I mean, there are so many stories that I can tell you, you know, with just normal mundane things happening. But I decided since this is for your school, I would do a story that's my very first memory. I guess I was probably, happy about like maybe 4 years old. And when I think about it, I think, God, that's pretty young to have a memory of something. But I guess it was because of the memory itself. I had my father's sister lived right down the road from where we lived at, and she had about 5 or 6 kids, and I was the youngest child in my family, and so my cousin, who was about maybe 2 years older than me, was the youngest child in their family. And so you, of course, 2 girls, we were just best of buddies, did everything together, up and down the road, we would pick blackberries and peaches and plums and all that stuff, you know, because we lived in the country. And so, like, just so happened, and I think this was around probably like, if I can't remember, I think it was like 1964. And my aunt, who worked as a housekeeper, and she was walking down the street, the main street in the town that we lived in, which is called Sullivan. And so she passed out. And by the time people, you know, got to her and was working on her and everything, she had passed away. And so I remember like being really upset about it, because my aunt was just, I would go down to her house and she would give us cookies, you know, she would just baby us, just baby us to death, you know. Even though we weren't her kids, we were still considered like her kids. And that's the way things were back then. You went to somebody's house, you mind them just as well as you mind your own parents. And they could spank you just like, you know, your own parents could spank you. But anyway, when she died, I would have nightmares, like Aunt Port, you know, would be sitting on the side of the grave and saying, you know, I can literally remember this, you know, telling about it's okay, don't worry, you know, and stuff like that. And I was, you know, like my parents, we went to the funeral, and I was telling my mom, you know, like I was just real upset. I just can't believe, you know, that my aunt passed away and stuff. And as a child, you really didn't know what death was. Living on a farm, you saw death. You know, you saw all the things that happened. Animals were killed for food and stuff like that. And it's not like a traumatic experience to you, but like that was my first time coming into contact with a person dying. And so, like, I never forget my mom telling me, she said, look, to get over, to prevent yourself from being afraid. Hey, Monica, I'm sorry. I wanted to go ahead and finish the story. But anyway, my mom told me that to prevent yourself from being afraid of a dead person, that you needed to touch them. You need to go up there and feel how they felt, and you won't be afraid anymore. And so, like, the day that she was buried, I remember I walked up there, and my mom was with me. And, you know, I went up there, and I was sort of afraid, but then I say, no, mom said, if I touch them, it's okay. I won't be afraid anymore, that I know that it's okay. And so I reached and I touched her, and her skin was hard, you know, and it's cold. But, you know, I felt okay. It for some reason, it did make me feel okay. And my mom picked me up. And I can still remember kissing my aunt on the cheek, you know, saying goodbye and telling her I love her and stuff. And I guess, you know, that's my earliest memory. And I never forget it. You know, it was a very special memory for me because I never forget, you know, like how much that lady loved me and how much I love her. But anyway, I hope this is a good story, even though I ran over the limit. I will talk too much. Well, you guys have a good day. Bye.